Greetings, everybody. It's Pastor Bob. It's Thursday, our first week of Advent, and we're following along with John Pavlovitz's little devotional called Lo, an honest Advent devotional, getting right down into the nitty-gritty of our lives. We had a wonderful little lunch bunch on Monday. If I haven't mentioned that to you, we have another lunch bunch today. It's called the Advent Cafe at Roselands at noon. If you're getting this before noon, hope you can join us for lunch or just stopping by. Hope to see you there. But let's move on to today's devotion called Fleeing to Egypt. Fleeing to Egypt. Scriptures from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Matthew 2, 13 through 15. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Here's our devotion from John Pavlovitz. I walked around today and I looked at people, those passing me in the grocery store, driving beside me on the highway, filling my news feed, walking by the house. I tried to really see them, to look beneath the surface veneer they wore, to imagine the invisible burdens they might be carrying below the surface. Sick children, relational collapse, financial tension, crippling depression, profound grief, crisis of faith, loss of purpose. Or maybe just their own customized multitude of nagging insecurities and fears they've been carrying around since grade school and have never been able to shake. As I looked at all these people, I wondered what kind of specific and personal hell they might be enduring and what it might be doing to them on the inside. We are seeing an epidemic of cruelty in these days, a lack of empathy that leaves people feeling more alone than ever before. So many of the grieving, struggling, fearful human beings filling up the landscape we find ourselves in today are hanging by the very thinnest of threads. They are heroically pushing back despair, enduring real and imagined terrors, warring with their external circumstances and their internal demons. They are doing the very best they can, sometimes with little help or hope. And they need those of us who live alongside them to make that best doing a little easier. This is when we bend low to meet them where their pain lives. It is where Jesus' feet always led him. Every person around you has their Herod, that terrifying and persistent thing that assails them, the relentless fear bringer that will not let them rest. With a listening ear or an act of simple kindness, step into their urgency and their unrest today. Bring the hope that offers them escape and helps them see a day beyond this one. And find a way to get them to Egypt. Three reflection thoughts for our devotion today. One, when it comes to the needs of people around you, do you tend to find it easier to focus on one group as opposed to another? Are you better at caring for people close to you? Or does your activism and burden for the wounds of the world come at the detriment of your close relationships? Two, Jesus tells us to love our enemies. Though we don't really get a good definition of what those enemies look like, we probably have a good idea about the people we view as our adversaries. How might we find compassion toward people we really don't like? And three, in what ways do you currently feel trapped or stuck? Where are you struggling as you enter this season? How can you offer some compassionate care to yourself? That concludes today's Advent Daily Devotion. Hope you enjoyed it. If you can make it, hope to see you at lunchtime today at noon at Roselands. Otherwise, have a blessed day. Spend some time in the Word and in the light. And your reflection and meditation word for today? Freedom.